Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Basically, adjusting days, times based around your kid's school schedule is acceptable, and I think people think it's not, but you've worked really hard for that.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Oh boy, it's 2 weeks in a row with episodes. I feel like I'm on a streak. Remember, you guys, Meredith, I don't think you'll remember this. I don't know if you watch baseball, but I remember growing up, one of the most fun things I used to like was when people would go on hitting streaks. I would watch SportsCenter just to see if Pete Rose, I remember he got up to like 30-something, 40-something hits. And everybody's trying to catch. I think Lou Gehrig had the hitting. I don't remember. I used to know all this stuff. Now I don't know. But we're on a new streak.
I didn't
streak.
Know you were so into baseball. So yeah, you want sports. Like a new show where we talk about you're on a streak?
I tried to get Abby to start a father and son sports show with me.
On YouTube?
For YouTube, but he wouldn't do it.
I know. You need to.
Can you help me with that?
Yeah, you'd only have 2 more years before you're going to be in this boat again. Him four. Going to college.
Well, 4 for him.
4, okay.
So anyway, look, it's mid-year check-in. Meredith wants to do a mid-year check-in. And so I'm going to turn it over to her, and she's going to run this episode. So welcome back for the second week in a row of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. Here's Meredith.
Yes. Well, welcome back, everyone. It is July, and I feel like, you know, a lot
July
of times...
July 2024. People listen to episodes...
I know. So they could listen to this in July of 2025, and it will still be...
Mid-year check-in.
Yes. So that's why I just said it's July.
Okay.
I won't give you the weather today or anything like that in case you're listening in Australia.
The weather was great today.
It was. It was beautiful. Yeah. A lot of times we talk about setting goals. And, you know, around October time, we usually do a podcast like it's time to set goals for 2026 or next year because we don't want you to wait until...
You're just going to skip 2025?
It's too late. I told you this might be good in 2025.
Keep going.
Okay. So we go ahead and we set our goals for 2025. We set our goals for 2026. We set our goals for 2027. Maybe some people have some big goals, okay? They need a couple years to ramp up. So first thing with the check-in is we want to talk about not waiting till it's too late to set goals. But also, I think a lot of times people are like, oh, well, I haven't done well with this. I'm just going to wait until the new year and we'll reset. What's a big one on that?
Yeah,
Right? A lot of people are like, oh, I'll just give up. I'll start again in January. That's what I'm going to do this year.
I think a big area where people can do that is people set lofty revenue goals.
Yes.
Okay. And they say, hey, I want to do $2 million this year.
Super extreme.
And, you know, at this point, they should be at 1 million.
Right.
And maybe they're like at 800,000. And they're like, oh, no, I quit. And look, it's okay to adjust your goal.
Right.
Okay. So if you're at 800,000, then you should be at one. You should end up doing 1.6 for the year. So then maybe you say instead of 2 million, let's make it 1.8.
Seven,
you know, adjust whatever the number is, right? But let's adjust the number.
Yeah.
And then reverse engineer what happened. Like, what things did you say you were going to do to get to that number
that we haven't done,
that we haven't done, or things that we actually set aside to do and we did, but haven't been working as well. What do we need to adjust?
Yeah. So that's the first thing, is where are we at with our January 2024 for this year goals? Where are we with the goals that we set at the beginning of this year, or even towards the end of last year? Some of those may be with team members, starting new departments within the practice, setting revenue goals, setting clinical goals, going to learn implants. Yeah. I think that's a big one. When I talk to doctors, they're like, my goal for next year is learning implants. You know, yeah. I want to get it done, but I'm feeling good. I want to be starting them by next year.
You know, here's something I don't understand. Why don't people register now for next year's implant classes? To me, you can make monthly payments, like a 3D dentist at least will let you make monthly payments.
Right.
And you can get on your calendar. You can make monthly payments so that when you take the class, it's not like suddenly you got to pay a lot of money. You just pay it off over time. And to me, that would make the most sense.
Right.
Assuming we have 20, 25 dates.
We do. Okay. Yes. So we will have an announcement with those dates online, but we do have them ready to go. So a lot of people are starting to look into it, but I think a lot of times we get so wrapped up in the mundane of day to day that we're not planning out that far either, you know? I think the other thing is, one thing I love that you do, and a lot of doctors I think have adapted this from the podcast or the mastermind, is you block out your kids' calendars.
Yeah.
So those have just come out for the school year for next year. And I know that
next year is a disaster.
I was waiting for yours, for your kids, to make your calendar, right? So that affects the 3D calendar. That affects your office calendar. So for other doctors, I think they're waiting on that. That affects when they're going to be on spring break with their kids.
Yeah. So
like, that's a non-negotiable.
Yeah. So one of the things I do every year, I've been doing that for a long time, is I block off every kids' holidays that they're off from school. I block it off on my calendar.
And your kids are off for a lot more holidays than the public school system.
They go, look, North Carolina mandates that everybody has to go to the same number of days per year. But they do seem to get off every stinking holiday known to man.
Yes.
But for me, what is changing, and look, we're all in different phases and stages and listening to this podcast. But what has been good until this year was all three of my kids went to the same school and they were all on the same schedule.
Right.
And so now my kids are in three different schools. I have one that's starting university. I had to buy a University of Kentucky Wildcats shirt.
I saw that.
It was
hard
for me.
Except
for
I was like, it's very hot. You're wearing a hoodie.
It was
cold inside.
Cold. Yeah. I get that place so cold.
Yeah.
But so I bought a University of Kentucky hoodie. If you're a podcast listener in Kentucky, I like literally don't know anybody in Kentucky. So my son will be in Lexington, so I'll be visiting a little bit more often. I would love to know some people there.
Maybe have someone to play golf with.
Somebody to play golf with in case my kid does something stupid. Somebody to lean on there.
Oh, yeah. That would be nice.
That would be nice. You know, I do know my buddy, my BioHorizons rep in Louisville.
Steve Lund.
So Steve, I actually reached out to him.
Oh, good.
But anyway, I digress.
Yeah. Hey, this is a good mid-year check-in, a plan for the rest of the year for you.
And so it's amazing. I got it for you. I've got his little card of when he's off of
school.
They
gave the parents that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they gave me that. And so there's that. And then my daughter is going to some early college high school program.
Yes.
So she's going to be on a totally different schedule now. So she's starting 11th grade and she's starting an early college high school program. So she's on a different school. I need to get that school schedule. And then my son is starting 9th grade. He's starting high school and he's going to go to the same school he was at last year, my youngest son. So I know his schedule. So for me now, part of all of this is balancing three different school schedules.
Right.
You know, I have my kids every other week. And so, you know, I've got to balance all of these things.
Yeah.
But that's important. So I like to go ahead and I got to get it on my calendar. I got to get my office schedule. You know, so these are the things. And this is typically the time of year like that we make sure that all of these things are taken care of in terms of the school schedule. So, yeah.
Right. If we wait until, you know, October to plan, school's already started. You've probably already missed fall break.
Yeah.
And then that's a lot of times where it's like, I need it off next week and I have patients. You're going to have to move them. And then
I hope more people are better than I used to be. I used to do that all the time.
I know. People do because they still sign up for CE like next week. And then like for the whole week, you didn't have patients. So yes, they do. But that's another thing is planning. This year, your plan may, maybe it was to do team trainings. You know, we do quarterly events with our team.
I'm going to go back if you don't mind.
Afternoons, of course. Yeah.
For those of you listening, when your kids turn 18, 16, 14, they're like short-term, like the 18-year-old's gone, basically. My 14 and 16-year-old, they're like short-term rentals at this point. And
they can drive each other.
It's, if you can just find a way to commit to taking all of their holidays off, you will never look back and regret it. And for those of you that say, how will I make the money? How will I drive the revenue? I'm just telling you, if you pre-plan it, pre-schedule it, you take a few things away from this podcast, you will not feel a financial hit. And you will never look back and say you didn't spend enough time with your kids. And I'm just telling you, it's one of the greatest gifts that I was forced into doing. And I look back and I'm very grateful for that. That I used to take that. I've been taking that time off for how long, Meredith? Like 5, 6, 7, 8 years
now? Yeah, at least.
I've been taking all this, you know, and worst case scenario, like we take the Martin Luther King Day off and then we end up not going anywhere. And then I just.
Then you add on the big case.
Add on the day.
Yeah.
And so that's where I can't get you guys to. I really want to just shake you sometimes. It's okay to block off the day because you can turn it back on. And you'll know 2, 3, 4 weeks out. And I promise you, your office can fill your schedule.
Oh yeah.
And if your office can't fill your schedule with 2, 3 weeks notice, you got more fundamental issues going on that you need to talk to somebody about. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Taking the time off for your kids and, you know, scheduling a 2, 3 week break, a 2 week break in the summertime. Yeah, you know, I've done that for the last 5 years in a row. I've taken 2 weeks off with my son to go play golf.
You have at the end of the year too.
And, you know, and for Christmas, I've always taken 2 weeks off. And yeah, it's just, and somehow, somewhere along the way, I've always managed to maintain revenue. All of those things have just worked themselves out with just a little bit of planning and a commitment to following the fundamentals. Back to regular schedule program.
No, I love that you said that because another thing I was going to mention that we have tweaked and changed into your schedule throughout the year. It's funny because, as you said, they're teenagers, so they sleep half the day in the summer, half the time anyway. So you had no problem in the summers coming in a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
But then once school started, we tweaked your schedule to start at 9.
Yeah, I'll have to do that again now.
When I started, you were at morning meeting every single morning. We have obviously shifted up the time that we start work now. So now it's 6:45. Used to be 7:45. Morning meeting. I don't think you ever missed a morning meeting.
No, I can't. It was so hard for me.
But then you shifted around your priorities, right? And you started at 9 and you were able to take your kids to school.
Yeah.
And that was even when you started your little Carter walls.
Yeah.
Back in the day. But
I need to start doing
I
that
love that
you
because
think I'll be able to do that again?
Yeah. Yeah. I no,
now
probably
I'll just be Carter wall.
Yeah. I love that because my dad took me to school growing up every single day. Because if I wanted to be on time, my dad took me. If I wanted to be late, my mom took me. So I just think that now as an adult, knowing that he prioritized taking us to school means so much.
Yeah.
And I don't think when you're doing it, you just realize you just have to do it. You don't think anything of it. But really, what special time that is. I think you used to say that. You'd be like, they locked in the car, so now they can't go anywhere.
And, you know, when they were young, I just pressed record
right
on the thing and just went live.
No, I don't think Ubby would love that now. But
he might. Ubby might.
Adjusting day, basically adjusting days, times, based around your kids' school schedule is acceptable, and I think people think it's not,
well,
but you've worked really hard for
look,
that.
Look, not to get on soapboxes.
Yeah.
I went into dentistry because, number one,
thinking you weren't going to work very much?
No,
that's what everyone says.
No, I didn't know any broke dentists. I didn't know any unemployed dentists. Okay. And, you know, whether you're an associate or a practice owner or a partial practice owner, you call your shots. I mean, if you're a great associate, you can go back and say, I need this much time and the owner will find a way.
I mean, we've had team members say that. I hate to put that into practice.
Yeah, but
you have. I mean, there's ones that say, hey, I need to take my kids to school. And it's like, no problem.
Okay. We'll find a way. I can't have everybody.
Right.
You know what? Even if everybody came in, you know what? I'll just adjust the whole damn schedule.
Right.
You know, and so.
But right. I think what you've done is you've moved everyone up and almost everyone can pick their kids up from school.
Yeah. And so, you know, back to kind of, you know, with Abby, now that he's going to his own school, I'm going to have to drop him and pick him up.
Right.
And so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
And you know, and
it'd be like the old days.
But listen.
But older.
We went into dentistry because of the lifestyle it affords us. From a flexibility and time perspective, and yes, from a money perspective too. And that's why we did this. And it, look, if you're sitting here listening to this and you're like, I can't imagine, I couldn't do that, he's lost his mind, I'm just telling you, I haven't lost my mind. And if you're not able to do that, call me and let's work through why you're not able to do that, because you can do it too. And you know, some of the best years of my life was I used to drop my kids, pick them up. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, I
now they just
say,
now they won't even be seen with me.
Right. Well, for the time being, they'll come back around. So what I wanted to say, now that you have all this time off you've scheduled, right? Book the vacation.
Yeah.
Don't wait until the last minute and then go nowhere. You know, sometimes that will happen on like maybe a day off, but on those full weeks, like just go ahead and book something. I don't care if it's a staycation, Airbnb, if it's just a couple hours to the beach, but book something, because what I love is we had a mastermind.
Yeah, some people listen to this podcast, can't go a couple of hours to the beach.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Like they could live in Timbuktu, Iowa.
Okay. So
they would have to drive like 40 hours to get to the beach.
Okay. Well, for us, we can easily drive to the beach. But for those who can't, drive to the lake. Yeah. Almost anyone can drive to a lake, right?
If you live in Nevada, that lake is empty.
Okay. Well,
I'm kidding.
First world problems here. Book something, though. I think the point of that is to just say that, you know, make plans.
Yeah.
And don't just wait until it's too late. And then it's like, oh, well, we won't do anything. And then you're frustrated you took all this time off. The other thing is what I was starting to mention is a lot of our goals for the year were to plan team bonding, team outings, team trainings. We try to do something like this quarterly.
Yep.
But if I have noticed, if we don't put them on the schedule at least a year, so now would be the check-in for the end of 2025, then they don't happen.
Yeah.
And that's because hygiene books so far out. We have some patients who are
You're talking about taking a whole day off. Yeah.
Taking a day or even a half day.
Yeah.
If we don't start to book it and somehow patients get scheduled, we're like, oh, we can't. We don't have the time. We're busy.
It never happens.
And it never happens. And then every time we do one of those, we're like, gosh, this is so good.
We do an every other month happy hour at the office now.
Yes, every other month. Yeah. But that's after work.
That's after work.
So that's after hours. And we get done
I do with that is I just go buy a $100 gift card.
Yep.
And I give it to a team member and say, you're in charge of happy hour this whatever, every month or every other month. And my rule is I don't buy any alcohol.
But you do. You just don't.
I don't buy any alcohol.
But yeah, that covers a couple appetizers. First round.
$100 should cover out a lot. It should cover out like lots of food.
Yeah. Yeah. So we typically do it across the street, but a lot of places do it in their offices.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go out. I think that's the main thing.
I think it's nice to get out.
We used to do potlucks, lunches, and just doing it in the office and being together and making a point. We used to do potlucks for holidays. We used to do it just for birthdays, just because we hadn't done it in a while.
Yeah.
Let's do a dip potluck, and everybody made different dips. And those were really something that we looked forward to. So I think those are things people
could
put on their calendar and plan for during their mid-year check-in.
Yeah. What else you got for us? Anything else?
Well, I think just checking in on your goals. I mean, pull out that vision board you did at the beginning of 2024.
That's a woman
remember
thing.
We did one time, remember?
I don't think I participated in that exercise.
You did during COVID. Actually, during the mastermind, a lot of doctors are like, what is that? And they're like, oh, my team would love that. And Aubrey says she collects magazines all year long. How many offices do you think still get magazines for their lobbies?
I don't know.
You probably do. You don't even know it.
I don't
so you could just take those, cut them all up, and then
they're
you
all
put them back.
My magazine's all dental magazines.
No, they're not. And then you could put them back and they would just have cutouts in the lobby.
I have magazines, the ones I'm in.
Suddenly the car is no longer in the magazine. But yeah, check in on your vision board. I think a lot of times, and not just your vision board, but I think a lot of times we write down goals, we make vision boards, and then we hang them out of the way or we put them under our desk and we don't look at them. And so it's just a reminder and a time to check in with your team. A lot of times we do like an annual planning kind of with our team, and whether that's towards the end of the year or at the beginning of the year, we kind of just fall off the rest of the year and we just let things go and let things slide. We do like 30, 60, 90-day check-ins when they start. and then we'll maybe try to do an annual check-in. But then,
which usually means
sometimes
raise.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
So maybe have one mid-year so that it's not always a raise, right? Yeah. It's let's talk about how things are going, and let's just check in. Yeah. So I think we just wanted to focus on ourselves and, you know, start there.
Well, I think this episode has turned out to be pretty darn good. All right, gang. Mid-year check-in. Look at where you're at. Adjust your goals. Accelerate your goals. You know, connect with your team members. Different things that you just find out. Look, connecting with your people is so important. I'll give you an example. The same person I was talking about last episode, I did a coaching call with her today, and she says, you know, one of my longtime assistants, she seems different. Something's not right.
Yeah.
I go, I promise you there's something going on in her life.
Right. Absolutely.
And then, so I said, just go ask her. If somebody's been with you a little bit, I could just come up to you and be like, yeah. Meredith, what's going on? Something's not right. You know, and I've timed your time of the month.
Right.
Realize something's not right. You know, what's going on in your life? What's going on? Why are you being this way? And so she texts me back. She says, wow, I found out a lot.
Yeah.
And it all makes sense now.
Right.
And so
sometimes people just need grace. But if we don't know,
you got to check in.
Right. Yeah.
All right, everybody. See you guys next week. Let's see if we can make it 3 weeks in a row. Bye.